This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A huge vehicle bomb exploded in the Somalian capital, Mogadishu, today. According to AP, at least 80 people were killed in the blast at a busy intersection. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
It was one of the deadliest attacks in Mogadishu in recent memory. The toll was likely to rise as scores of people were rushed to hospitals. University students were among those killed. Police said the dead also included two Turkish nationals. Officials said the blast targeted a tax collection center during the morning rush hour as Somalia returned to work after its weekend. Images from the scene showed the mangled frames of vehicles and bodies lying on the ground. There's no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A Taliban force today raided an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in mainly Taliban-controlled Helmand province. An insurgent spokesman claimed Taliban fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces. An assault Monday killed an American Special Forces member in Kunduz province. More than a week after the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, the Senate remains deadlocked over how to proceed with a trial. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants it to start soon as lawmakers are back in session in January. Democrats are demanding an agreement in advance to subpoena witnesses and documents. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has yet to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. You're listening to VOA News. As usual,